what he's been through at that football club and what he's done for that football club, didn't deserve it. Didn't deserve it at all.
Some people will say 3 wins in 16 isn't enough.
They could say that, I know, and I fully understand that. Yes, football's about winning football matches. I understand that bit. But if you work under the pressure that he's working under, I mean, you look at the Championship and the teams in that Championship, the budgets they've got, the money they spend on players, and he's got this transfer embargo against him. He's had to get rid of all the deadwood and all the big earners in the football club. He's sold a lot of players and brought a lot of money into the football club. And it takes time to sort all that out. And he had a good squad going there. For the money he spent and his resources, I think he did a brilliant job on what he had.
Invariably, Simon, you've been at Blackburn Rovers when they've parted company with managers and they turn to Tony Parks, who worked for the club and worked in various capacities. The entire backroom staff have also lost their jobs today. Would that suggest that somebody is imminently waiting to be appointed?
Well, it makes you wonder, doesn't it? I mean, I know there's been a lot of talk about Gary going for a while now. So if all the backroom stuff has gone, you would think there might be the pipeline, but it just makes you wonder what it's going to cost the football club to bring in a new person if they've got it all lined up.
And just a final thing on it, how attractive a job is Blackburn Rovers at this moment in time, Simon, bearing in mind that a new manager, whoever he is, won't be able to go into the January transfer window and spend 10 million quid on new players?
It's not very interesting. It's not. I think there's a lot of managers, and I wouldn't say it's just now that they think that the Blackburn job is a bit of a poison chalice. I think it's gone on for the past 3 years that the Blackburn job is a bit of a dodgy one to take, to tell the truth. I mean, you look at the number of managers who went before Gary and how quick they all went. So I just think it's a tough one to take, and it'd be a brave man who takes a job.